Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Thursday, the 18th of April. US President Biden accused China of xenophobia as part of a speech highlighting some of China's structural economic weaknesses and accompanying a pledge to increase taxes on US consumers of China's steel and aluminium. Meanwhile, the US Congress continues to live in abject terror that China will learn the steps to the Texas Hold'em TikTok dance before Speaker Johnson has managed to master the routine, and are proposing that the divest or be banned measure is included in a bill for aid to Ukraine and Israel. What has TikTok got to do with military aid? Directly, nothing. Indirectly, quite a lot. This is all part of an inevitable and ultimately destructive sequence. Structural change is increasing in pace in the global economy as the fourth industrial revolution powers up. Fear of change is also rising. That's one of the darker aspects of the hype surrounding artificial intelligence, for example. As people fear that change will take away their incomes, their security, and their social status, they look for someone to blame. Scapegoat economics is the result. Find a minority group to blame for all the fear that you have. Foreigners are, and always have been, a very convenient scapegoat. That leads to prejudice politics, and the specific form of prejudice politics we see today in economic nationalism. The problem with this is that in the fourth industrial revolution, economic success depends on keeping prejudice in check. The mantra for success is right person, right job, right time. Economic nationalism and associated forms of prejudice stand in the way of achieving that, and it undermines the economic benefits of change. The United States is not alone in this. This is a global trend, and it's going to be the dominant destructive force for the coming decades. Today's data calendar is littered with central bank speak. This has not offered much to excite markets so far this week, although yesterday the Bank of England Governor Bailey masterfully stated the obvious in suggesting they expect a strong decline in inflation in the UK next month. Everyone expects a strong decline in inflation in the UK next month as the weirdness that is UK energy pricing policy goes through one of its periodic shifts. The weirdness that is UK mobile phone pricing will add a little to inflation, however. There is a bias to Fed speakers in the mass of noise that we have out today. The interest in Fed speak has been diminished by the really peculiar uniformity of views at recent FOMC meetings. Debate and disagreement appear to be suppressed at the US central bank these days. The Fed's beige book of anecdote released yesterday did report a degree of divergence in the US economy. This is something that's been increasingly obvious in recent quarters. Inflation, for example, has essentially become a Texas and Florida problem rather than a national problem. There was evidence of profit-led inflation coming under pressure. The rebellion by consumers against price increases was specifically mentioned in the beige book, as was consumer price sensitivity, suggesting moderating inflation. However, it's important to note that because US inflation is now mainly about made-up prices and administered prices, rather than prices determined by market forces, the Beige Book's report on inflation need not correlate, at least strongly, to the reported consumer price inflation figures. This is especially true for the CPI measure. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways securities and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.